From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP oil executives say they're optimistic that their second attempt to insert a mile-long tube into the wellhead that's gushing oil on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico will be successful. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles.
Once we insert the tool into the pipe, well, of course, the reason we're using this insertion tool technique is to try to exclude the water so that we won't have the hydrate problem we had the previous time with the containment dump.
Suttles says if the operation goes as planned, oil can be drawn up the long tube into a tanker on the surface. So far, BP's efforts to stop the leak have not worked, but Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is cutting the company some slack.
BP has missed the deadline with respect to the scheduled activities that it has underway in a number of different ways. It reflects a reality that they're operating in a very difficult circumstance and in conditions that are very difficult.
Salazar has written to BP's chief executive officer, Tony Hayward, asking him to explain in detail the company's commitment to pay for damages caused by the enormous oil leak. Street battles are escalating in the Thai capital, Bangkok, between the military and red shirt protesters who are trying to bring down the government. At least 16 people have been killed in the last couple of days. In Bangkok, Patricia Noonan has more.
Plumes of black smoke were visible in parts of central Bangkok as protesters set fire to tires during clashes with soldiers. Explosions could also be heard. The red shirt protesters have occupied Bangkok's business district for the past 2 months in an effort to force the government to dissolve parliament and hold new elections. Fighting broke out as soldiers began an operation to seal off the demonstrators' encampment, preventing food and water deliveries to force them to go home. Authorities blame the protesters for provoking the clashes, charging that some are armed with grenade launchers, homemade bombs, and other weapons. The government has designated some areas live fire zones and warns residents to stay away. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Noonan in Bangkok.
Five Americans accused of planning terrorist attacks in Pakistan are telling a court they're innocent. NPR's Tom Bullock has more.
They're known here as the Sargodha Five, and their case continues to make headlines throughout Pakistan. The Muslim American men in their late teens or early 20s were arrested last December after being reported missing by their families. Pakistani police say the five made contact with jihadi groups here, including the Pakistani Taliban, and they say they were traveling to South Waziristan, a restive province in Pakistan's tribal belt known for housing militant training camps. The five Americans say they are innocent of all charges. They also say they were trying to get to Afghanistan, where they say they wanted to help their fellow Muslims by doing humanitarian work. The accused were allowed to submit a written statement to the judge. One defendant said he just wanted to return to his fiancée in America. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR. An Arizona man has been sentenced on charges that he illegally captured an endangered jaguar. NPR's Ted Robbins reports the case has drawn national attention after the jaguar died last year.
The tan and black spotted jaguar, nicknamed Macho B, was the only one seen north of the Mexican border for at least a decade. The jaguar was euthanized after a second capture a few days later resulted in a diagnosis of kidney failure. Officials with the Arizona Game and Fish Department insisted they caught the big cat by accident while trapping mountain lions. But an investigation later concluded that the jaguar had been lured to the snare illegally with the use of scat from another jaguar. One of the members of the capture team, Emil McCain, pleaded guilty to the prohibited taking of an endangered species. He's been sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered not to take part in any large cat projects. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Looking at Lucky is the winner of the Preakness Stakes, second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. Track announcer Tom Durkin had the race call.
At the top of the stretch, looking at Lucky is the leader. Super Saver has spent first dude. Fights on Bailey Jackson, run between horses. You want a twist upset chance in the far outside. Wild finish coming. Looking at Lucky, first dude, Jackson Ben. Looking at Lucky, here's Jackson Ben at first dude. Looking at Lucky, got it.
Looking at Lucky, ridden by young jockey Martin Garcia, who just a few years ago was a cook at a deli in California. Kentucky Derby winner Super Saver was not in the money. Came in eighth place. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.